began our discussion of Nesias Kapayim, and we want to continue where we left off. We saw the sugya, very briefly, we saw the sugya in Megillah Daf Chaf Dalet Amud Beis, the problem of, according to Tosin Chagiga, Hesech Hadas, and we established based on that Tosfos that there are two parts to the mitzvah of Nesias Kapayim. There's the chova on the Kohen to be Mavarech, and the chova on the Tzibur to be Mizbarech. And therefore they have to concentrate to receive the bracha from the Kohen, and Hesech Hadas is unacceptable. We also pointed out that in the Rambam it seems clearly that the Isur Hesech Hadas in the Nesias Kapayim is fundamentally a din of kavana b'tfila, and therefore the Rambam says in Perek Yudal Milchas Tfila Halacha Zayin that the Mizbarchim, the Am, would look Einayim Kineged Haaretz Ka'omed B'Tfila. The posture for the people, the audience, the community that is receiving the Brach from the Kohen is equal to that of the posture for Tfila. And therefore, the Rambam, like Tosa says, Ein Adam Rashoy Listakil B'Pnei HaKohenim B'Shoshay Mevorchim Sam Kedei Shelo Yasiach Daitam. The Rambam, like Tosfos, has an Isur Hesech Hadas, and the people in the call have to be concentrating on the Birchas Kohenim. The last part of the Shia, we discussed the Rambam's halacha here of Isur Hesech Hadas in the context of his equation, his analogy to tefillah, where a person has to concentrate on his tefillah. And the Rambam in Perek Dalet Milchas Tefillah defines kavana salev, called tefillah shein b'kavana in a tefillah. And therefore, in Nesias Kapayim, which the Rambam equates to tefillah, the absence of kavana is something that undermines the kiyum mitzvahs birchas kohanim. And the Rambam holds that birchas kohanim is a kiyum of tefillah, and therefore requires kavana like tefillah, and hesech hadas is prohibited in Nesias Kapayim. Just like in tefillah we require total concentration, he has to be miskaven, that he's omed lifnei hashchina, and the Rambam even goes as far as to say that if it's daito, mishubeshes olav, he's not allowed to daven. So too, a person with regard to his kiyum of receiving the bracha of the Birchas Kohanim also has to exclude any machshavos, any thoughts that would distract him from concentrating on the Birchas Kohanim. He's got to be miskaven like in tefillah, and that's the Isur Hesech Hadas. Now, here's where we pick up today. At the end of the Shia, we discuss the fact that this needs clarification. Why is Nesias Kapayim related to and analogous to Tefillah? Why should Nesias Kapayim be a kiyum that's integrated into the kiyum of Tefillah? And in fact, there is no Nesias Kapayim without Tefillah, with the exception, of course, the Beis Hamikdash Bizmano. And if you take a look at the Yerushalmi at the beginning of the fourth parak of Tainis, the Yerushalmi states clearly, Lo matzanu nesias kapayim below tefillah. And we would like to understand this concept, this definition, and this integration of nesias kapayim into tefillah. After all, logically, it doesn't seem to make any sense. Birchas Kohanim and tefillah are two separate mitzvahs. Why is there no nesias kapayim without tefillah? Rav Zichron Levracha offered two possible approaches, two alternative answers to this question to define the relationship between Nesias Kapayim and tefillah. His first approach was based on halacha that tefillah is a karbon, and hakrovas hakarbon in Beis HaMikdash engenders a chiyuv Nesias Kapayim. And that's derived from the pasuk that we read just a few days ago in Vayikra Periktes, Vayisa Aaron es Yodov El Ha'am, Vayivarchem, And then it speaks about the Maisa of the Asiyas HaChatos, the Ola, and the Shlomim. In other words, Nesias Kapayim is engendered by Hakrovas Karbonos. And without the Machayev of Karbon, there's no Machayev of Nesias Kapayim. In fact, the closure of the Hakrov of the Karbon Tamid in the Beis HaMikdash is Nesias Kapayim. That's the Siyum, that's the end and finito of the Seder HaKrov of the Karbon Tamid, which was brought daily in the Beis HaMikdash. But that's as far as the Mikdash is concerned. Outside the Mikdash in Gvulin, we don't have the Avodas HaKarbonos. And therefore, Nesias Kapayim has to be engendered by something which is similar to and perhaps replaces the Avodas HaKarbonos. And if Karbon is Avoda, then Tefillah is likewise Avoda. The Rambam derives the mitzvah d'oraisa of tefillah from the pasuk of Avadatem, Ezi avoda shebelev zui tefillah. Tefillah on a d'oraisa level is dependent upon, essentially, a din karbon. It's an avoda. And the pasuk says, Unishalma parim sfasenu, which means sfasenu means our tefillah, is the Shalma Parm, it's a replacement for the Karbonos. And therefore, Tfilos keneged Tmidim Tiknum. And the Rambam establishes that each one of the three Tfilos on a daily basis correspond to, number one, the Tavit Shel Shachar, number two, the Tavit Shel Bein Arbayim, and number three, the Hector Eivarim of the Tmidim, which continues into the night. And one could possibly understand that although tefillah corresponds, in this takona corresponds to the tmidim, but nevertheless, it's not itself, the tefillah itself inherently is not a karbon, but the Rav understood, no, that that's not so. It's not just keneged ha-tmidim, and we're not just barring the zmanim of the tmidim in order to establish the zmanim of tefillah, but the ikar maisa tefillah is itself a kiyum karbon. And the Rav brought various proofs to this. And that, he said, was a din d'oraisa, that tefillah in gvul and outside of the bounds of the Beis HaMikdash is itself a kiyum karbon that engenders the chiyuv of Nesias Kapayim. And the Rav understood that that was even a d'oraisa halacha, because the avoda shebelev of tefillah is avoda of karbon, and it engenders a chiyuv d'oraisa of Nesias Kapayim. What were the proofs that the Rav evoked in order to establish that tefillah is a kiyum karbon? And he used to quote the Gemara in Erevin, which is also in Brachos, that in certain cases you're not allowed to be mispalel because of Tsoa, because of Tuma, and so forth and so on. And if he went ahead and he was mispalel, tfilosa toeva. If he was a shikar, he was drunk, al yispal v'mispal tfilosa toeva. The Rambam codifies these halachas in the fourth parak of tefillah. And the concept of tefillah toeva, we don't find by any other mitzvah saseh. I mean, there's certain losa says that are called toeva, like arayas, etc. But in mitzvah saseh, we don't find that a disqualified mitzvah is called a toeva. The only place we find that is in the Beis HaMikdash with regard to karbonos. A psul karbon is considered toeva. And insofar as tefillah is a kiyum karbon, a disqualified tefillah is also called toeva. A word that's borrowed from karbonos and is derived, this status of tefillasa toeva in those cases is derived from the pasuk zevach rishoyim toeva. And zevach is, of course, a karbon. And therefore, in Gvulin, we come to the conclusion, and this is the first approach, that Nesias Kapayim is totally dependent upon tefillah, because tefillah is a kiyum karbon, and Birchas Konim depends upon karbon, or in this case upon tefillah, which is a replacement for karbon. The Rav also quoted the Rambam at the beginning of Hilchos Tefillah. The Rambam says, Yesh mispalel pam achas biyom, V'yesh mispalim pamim harbe, v'kol yu mispalim nochach hamigdash, v'chol makom sheyia, v'chein haya dover tamin mimoshe Rabbeinu v'yad Ezra. And that means that there's a requirement in tefillah of nochach hamigdash, and that itself, this requirement of nochach hamigdash, is a doraisa locha. It's essential to tefillah, and the Rambam holds that in that sense, tefillah as a kiyum karbon expresses itself in nochach hamigdash. In addition to nochach hamigdash, find that the Beis HaKnesses as a makom yuchal tefillah is a replica of Kedushas Migdash. Many of the dinim of Beis HaMigdash apply to the Beis HaKnesses with Mora Migdash and the respect and the reverence that we have to have and care for the Kedushas Beis HaKnesses. The Ramban, in his Pirush al Torah, identifies Kedushas Beis HaMigdash as the Makom Ashras HaShchina, and in our day, the Makom HaMiuchad LaShchina is the Beis HaKnesses. This is all because Tefillah is a kiyum karbon. We find, for example, in the fourth parak of Brachos, that the halacha of avar zmano batal karbono applies to tefillah as well. And not only that, we have a unique halacha in tefillah of what's called the tefillah nedava. Rabbi Yochanan says on Chaf Ches in Brachos that halavai shispal adam kol yom kulo, and that's because of tefillah nedava. We also find that tefillah has a kiyum of tzibur, just like there's a carbon tzibur, there's a tefillah satzibur. All these dinim reflect the basic fundamental principle that tefillah is a kiyum carbon, and as such, it engenders a chiyuv, a mitzvah of nesias kapayim. That's one approach. But now we're going to take a different approach. Another explanation to answer the question why nesias kapayim depends upon and is integrated into tefillah. The answer is because nesias kapayim itself is a tefillah. What is the kohen doing? What does it mean that the kohen is mevarech? He's really turning to the Ribono Shel Olam with a petition and a supplication to ask Hashem to bestow the bracha through the conduit of the kohen onto the am. And the Rambam requires kavana in nesias kapayim the same way he requires kavana in tefillah, because nesias kapayim itself is tefillah. And that's not only a tefillah of the Kohen HaMavarech, it's also the tefillah of the Am HaMizbarech. They themselves receive that bracha as a tefillah, asking Hashem to fulfill that bracha. Yishmerecha Hashem, Yivrecha Hashem Yishmerecha, etc. Birchas Kohanim is a chefzah shel tefillah, and therefore is established as part of the tefillah. And I remember that the Rav Zichron Levracha discussed shofar. There's something called Tkiya al Seder HaBrachos. As you all know, we integrate the Tkiyas HaShofar into the Chazoras HaShatz, so the Musa Shmon Esri Rosh Hashanah. How could that be? We never found that we could take Lulav in the middle of the Musaf service of Sukkot. We never found that on Mairiv of Leil HaPesach we could eat Matzah in the middle of Shmon Esrei. Obviously, that would be a hefsek to interrupt our tefillah with a foreign element, an alien mitzvah. No matter how significant that mitzvah is, it's a hefsek in tefillah. But the answer is that shofar itself is tefillah. And now we can say the same thing about nesias kapayim. Nesias kapayim is in itself tefillah. And that is when the kohanim are fulfilling simas shmo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu al bnei Yisrael, and the Shechina comes down, and the Shechina is Shora on the Kishrei Etzboseim Shal HaKohanim, all that is Midin Tefillah. The Nesias Kapayim itself is Amida Lifnei Ashechina, is itself Tefillah. And if you take a look at the Mishnah in Megillah on Daf Chav Gimel Amid Beis, the Mishnah establishes Ein Parsim Al Ashma V'Ein Orvim Lifnei Tevel Anosin Eskapayim V'Ein Karim B'Tor V'Chulei Pachos me asara. We require asara for nesias kapayim as we do in many other mitzvos, including kriyat shema, including kriyas haTorah. And the Gemara there, Megillah asks, Minani mili omer abchiyo bar abam rab yochan di omer krov and ikdashti betoch bnei Yisrael. The Gemara seems to assume that Birchas Kohen requires Asar because of an Ikdashti B'toch B'nei Yisro, which is what's called Ein Davar Shebikdusha Pachos Mi Asara. That's the simple pshat in the Gemara. But however, if you take a look at the Ran on the Rif there in Megillah, he writes, and this is his language, Uksiv Kosiv Archas B'nei Yisrael Amar Lahem U'B'nei Yisrael Asara Mashba Kiri Alfinim B'Gemara Linyan Davar Shebikdusha. The Ran sets up a special derivation from which we establish the Birchas Kohen requires Asara because of the Pasuk Kosev Archu as B'nei Yisrael. And he compares it by analogy to Davar Shekedusha, but clearly from the Ran, Birchas Kohen requires Asara not because of Davar Shekedusha. It's a separate halacha requirement in Birchas Kohenim. It's a din mesuyam. It's a halacha that's conditional, inherent in the midst of Nesias Kapayim. We derive from Davar Shebikdusha that whenever it says B'toch B'nei Yisrael, Adas B'nei Yisrael, it means Asara. But here too in Birchas Kohen, the Pasuk requires us B'nei Yisrael, meaning Asara. The Rambam in Perek Ches Milchus Tfil Aloch of Vav writes, V'chein lo yia echad mevarech Birchas Shema V'akol shomim v'yonim achrav Omein elo basara. V'zeu anikra poris al hashma. V'ein ha-kohanim nosim yudeim elo basara. V'akohanim in ha-minyin. Shekol asor mi-Yisrael. Heim ha-nikroim eida. Shenemar admasai li-eida ro-azos. Kol davish v'kdusha. Lo yehei elo betoch ha-eida. Mi-Yisrael. Shenemar v'nikdashni betoch. B'nei Yisrael. The Rambam clearly indicates that the requirement of Asar and Nesias Kapayim, Kipshuto, as we understood it, without the Ran, is because in and of itself, essentially, Nesias Kapayim is a Davar Shebikdusha. How do we understand that Nesias Kapayim is a Davar Shebikdusha? The answer is, because through the Birchas Kohanim, there is a fulfillment of Hashra'as Hashchina. Whenever the Shechina is present, that's a Davar Shebikdusha. And therefore, Nesias Kapayim, insofar as it engenders a Hashra'as Hashchina, is certainly a Davar Shebikdusha. And one issue that we want to address with regard to the din of Nesias Kapayim at the time of Birchas Kohanim, what is the requirement of Amida? And not only Amida, but all the different requirements in the Maisa of Birchas Kohanim. Do we understand that the Tzuras Amida that's required for the Kohanim when they stand at the time of the Bracha is the same as the din of a Maisa Bracha, or is it some sort of separate requirement? In other words, when we establish that the Kohanim have to stand at the time of the Bracha, is that a requirement in the Maisa Bracha itself? Or is it some sort of general halach of Amida? That Amida is required b'shas Nesias Kapayim? It's not a din or requirement in the Maisa Bracha? If we assume that Amida is a din, a requirement in the Maisa Bracha, the Birchas Kohanim is a bracha in which the Kohanim recite psukim, and they require Amida as a part of that action of reciting psukim. Is Birchas Kohanim is bracha bepeh, bazkaras psukim, and it requires Amida, it requires Nesias Kapayim, the Kohanim have to raise their hands. All this is an indication of the bracha that comes down through the Maisa Mitzvah of Birchas Kohanim. And if you take a look at the Mishnah Berurah and Bir Halacha and Siman Kuf Chaf Ches, he tries to justify the Minhag HaOlam. It's very common practice that when a person is Mevarech his friend, whether he's a Kohen or not a Kohen, he uses the terminology of Arechacha, even though that Brach has nothing to do with Tefillah. How could you employ this bracha, shelo b'shas tefillah? Quotes the Yerushalmi in the fourth parak of Tainis, lo matzinu nesias kapayim below tefillah, as we mentioned earlier. In other words, that this seems to be an iser for Kohen to be mevarech shelo b'shas tefillah, and how much more so a non-Kohen. And that's a violation of an essay. So how do we justify people who use Birchas Kohanim outside the context of tefillah and even a zar? Writes the Bir Halacha, the Ula Yeshlomar, the Tama Minog Mishum Desvirle Kabach, the Dafka Prisas Yadayim Over Hazar B'Ese. This would indicate that according to the Bach at least, Prisas Yadayim is itself the goof Cheftz of Birchas Kohen, it defines the very essence of the Maisa Bracha, and any Isur that applies outside of Tefillah to be Mavarch with these Psukim, and certainly for Zar, only applies with Prisas Yadayim, that's the precondition for violating the Isur, and the reason for that is that's the goof, that's the essence of Birchas Kohanim. It's not just some sort of separate halacha, but it defines the Maisa Bracha. And if you look in the Rambam, you might find another proof to the fact that Nesias Kapayim, picking up the hands of the Kohanim, that physical stance is a definition of the Cheftza of the Bracha, the Maisa Bracha itself. The Rambam writes, Ketzad hi, Nesias Kapayim b'gvulim, b'eish she'agia shliach tzibur la'avoda, k'shiyoma ritzei, kol ha'Kohanim ha'omdim, Bebeis HaKnesses ne'akarim imkoman, v'holchim v'olim l'duchan, v'omdim sham, pneim l'heichol, v'achoreim klapeom, v'etzboseim kfufos, l'soch kapeim, ad sheyashlim shliach tzibur ha'oda, u'machzirin pneim klapeom, u'poshtim etzboseim, u'magbiim yideim, k'neged kasfeim, it's clear from the Rambam that before Birchas Kohanim, the Kohanim already standing, their fingers are closed, their fists are closed, tight-fisted, and then they turn towards the Am and they open their hands. Why is this necessary? I understand that they need, you know, Nesias Kapayim, their Poshe, that's Boseim, Nosim Kapeim, but why did they have to start, even before they do that, with Omdim Vetzboseim Kfufos L'toch Kapeim? It sounds like, clearly, according to the Rambam, the Poshtin Etzboseim, the Nosim Kapeim, is part of the essential Maisa Bracha. And the Rambam doesn't mention a Birchas HaMitzvah that is recited by the Kohanim before they start Birchas Kohanim. And it's absolutely clear that, like any mitzvah, you require what's called a Birchas HaMitzvah over L'Asiyos and before the Asiyah. And that's what the Rambam, I think, is indicating here when he says, Shakonim Poshtim Etzboseim Vinosim Kapeim, that the bracha on the mitzvah of Birchas Kohanim should be over L'Asiyos. When the Kohanim are Poshtim Etzboseim, Vinosim Kapeim, that's already the Maisa Bracha of Birchas Kohanim, Kosvarchus B'nai Yisrael. The Birchas HaMitzvah would have to come before that because of the law, the principle of Ovelasiyosan. And if you look at the Rambam, in the same Perek Yudal and Milchus Tefil, but not Aloch Gimel, but Aloch Adal, he writes, K'sheshlimu HaKohanim Gimel Psukim, Maschil Shatz, Bracha Achrona, Shel tefila shisim shalom, v'akonim achzirim pneim klapi hakodesh, v'koftzim es boseim, v'omdim shom beduchan ad sheyigmar habracha, v'chozrim l'mkoman. The Rambam is emphasizing that the completion, the siyum of Birchas Kohanim, is when the Kohanim turn their backs again from the Am, back to the Heichal, and they close their fists. And that's because opening their fists, opening their hands, is the Maisa Bracha of Nesias Kapayim. Now that they've completed the Maisa Bracha, they have to close their hands. The Ramah in Shulchan Aruch HaRachayim Kuf Chaf Ches Sivkotin Chaf Gimel writes, Yesh Noagim Yesh Menogim Shonim L'Gabi Nesias Kapayim Yesh Mekom HaShakonim Mechasin es yedeim b'talisoseim b'shas habrocha v'yesh mekomos she yedeim megulos b'shas habrocha. So we have two minhagim as far as Nesias Kapayim. We're more familiar with the first minhag, that the Kohanim cover their hands with the talisim, but there was another minhag that their hands are exposed, they're not covered. And perhaps the machlokas, the fundamental point or root of this debate about the two minhagim as to whether the Kohanim should cover their hands, is whether or not the requirement of Tzuras Amida, the way they have to stand, and the way the hands are stretched out, is that just a separate din? It's not the essential Maisa Bracha? And therefore, if they expose their hands, that's not a deficiency at all? Or do we say no, that the Nesias Kapayim, the stretching out of their hands, really defines the very essence of the Maisa Bracha? And the nafkamina between these two approaches would be whether they could cover their hands. If the Maisa Bracha itself is the Nesias Kapayim, then l'chor you should require Yadayim Megulos, they should expose their hands. If on the other hand the requirement is secondary, in the sense that it's extraneous to the Etzem Maisa Bracha, doesn't define the essence of the Maisa Bracha, then it's not so problematic if they cover their hands. And in the Tshuva literature, whether it's the Noda Behuda, the Ksav Sofer, and others, you'll find what happens to a Kohen in the case of a Kohen who doesn't have the power in his hands because of his old age, or he's not feeling well, he's weak, to pick up his arms, to pick up his hands. Can he be Yotze B'dieved, the mitzvah of Birchas Kohanim, just by being there and reciting the psukim in the language of the Noda Behuda? Sheyasu smuchin liyadav, shiu yadav kshuros klapei mala. And the poskim basically say that that's not the mitzvah of Birchas Kohanim. We need Nesias Kapayim. The Kohanim themselves have to pick up their arms. They cannot lean their arms on some sort of a solid substance, solid ground. And smicha is not a mitzvah of Birchas Kohanim. It would seem that according to these poskim, Nesias Kapayim is not just a separate requirement unto itself, but rather it is part and parcel of the goof of the essential Maisa mitzvah, the Maisa bracha Birchas Kohanim, and therefore it's the Kohen himself who has to pick up his hands. It's not enough that he leans his hands on some of the substances. It's not like a seba on the Leil Pesach, where you lean on something. And if Nesias Kapayim is part and parcel of the Maisa Bracha, according to these poskim, and therefore, as we saw in the Rambam, the preparation for the Nesias Kapayim is so critical, then it would seem that we should draw the following conclusion, that the Shechina is Shora on the Etzboseim Shel HaKohanim, and the Ashras HaShechina, the bracha coming down from above, is part and parcel of the essence of Birchas Kohanim. And the Shechina comes through the Nesias Kapayim itself, through the Kishrei Etzboseim Shel HaKohanim. And now we understand very well why Rashi says that the Easter Histaklus that we're enjoined from looking at the Kohanim at the time of the Nesias Kapayim is because of the fact that the Shechina is Shora al Yadayim. And Tosus raises the question, but wait a minute, the Easter Histaklus applies even outside the Beis HaMikdash, and one would say that the Ashras HaShechina on the Yadayim Shel Kohanim is limited to the Beis HaMikdash, doesn't apply in Gvulin outside the Beis HaMikdash. And Tosus quotes the Yushalmi that to the effect that you're not allowed to look at the Kohanim at the moment of Nesias Kapayim because of Esek Hadas, and not because of Shechina Shora. Rashi holds that this din of Esek Hadas is because Nesias Kapayim is itself a tefillah in which we stand in front of the Shekhinah, and it's built on the Migdash, where the Shekhinah Shora Al Yedam Shel Kohanim. And Rashi quotes that Shekhinah Shor Al Yedev Shel Kohanim, which proves that Nesias Kapayim has a din of Amidah Lifnei HaShekhinah, and therefore even Begvulin, even if I accept Tosfos' principle and premise that there's no Hashras HaShekhinah side of the Migdash in Gvulin, nevertheless it's Amidah Lifnei Hashem as Tefillah, and that engenders an Isur of Hesech Hadas. I'd like to rewind for a moment to the first approach regarding the connection between Nesias Kapayim and Tefillah as a Tefillah as a Kiyum Karban, which engenders the mitzvah and the obligation of Nesias Kapayim. And we quoted the Gemara of Tefillos Keneged Tmidim Tiknum, which is not just Halach in Zmani HaTefillah, but the reflects the fact that the Kiyum Karban, that Tefillah itself is a Kiyum Karban, that's the essence of Tefillah. And we'd like to support that with the Bracha of Ritzei. What do we say in the Bracha of Ritzei after we finish the Emtsoyos, the Bakoshos? We ask Hashem in Ritzei that He should accept our Tefillah Kekarban. And that's why we say V'isha Yisrael Utfilasam. And if you look in the Tur in Siman Kuf Chaf, he writes that even though today we don't have Avoda, nevertheless, we pray that Hashem accepts our tefillah, which is a replacement of the karban, v'tiskabel beratzon lifnei Hashem yisbarach ki'isha Yisrael. And in effect, we understand very well why Ritzei is the language of this bracha, because Ritzei indicates Ritzui, and the word Ritzui is uniquely related to a karban. We're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to please accept our tefillah as a karban. And that's the difference, perhaps, between Shema Kolenu and Ritzei. L'chora, it's very difficult, because it seems like a repetition, a duplication. In Shema Kolenu, we ask Hashem to accept our tefillah, so that's exactly the essence of Ritzei. But the answer is that there's a fundamental difference between Shema Kolenu and Ritzei. Shema Kolenu is the completion of Tefillah Rachmei Ninu, of all of Akoshos, the Emtsoyos, the 13 Brachos. So we ask Hashem to accept our 13 Brachos as Bakoshos supplications. Ritzei is already a whole different transition. Now we're talking about the Kiyum Karban of Tefillah. We're asking Hashem to please accept our Tefillah as a Karban Beratzon with Ritzui. And that's Isha Yisrael Utfilasam, the Kiyum Ishim. Ishim is referring to the Eish Al Gabi Mizbeach of Tefillah, which applies even Bizman Hazel, though we don't have the Ishim on the Mizbeach of the Beis HaMikdash Mamish, but we have the Isha Yisrael duplicate or replacement, the substitute, and that is Tefillah. And that's why we open up with Ritzei. And Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi writes, the Gemara quotes him in Sota Daf Lamed Chesam in Beis, Kol Kohen She'eino Ole Bi'avoda Shuveina Ole She'nemar Vayisa Aaron Es Yodav El Ha'am Vayivarchem V'yard Ma'asos Achatos V'olav Ashlamim Ma'alahalim Ba'avoda Afkan Bi'avoda. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says that the Kohen has to go up at the point of the beginning of Avoda, which is Ritzei. And the Gemara asks the question on Rabbi Shmuel Levi, Rabbi Ami, Rav Asi, Salki. They went up even later. Rabbi Ami, Rav Asi, Mi Korahavi, Akre, Karayu, Mimata, Mimata, Lo Havimata, Hosom, Kedisani, Rabbi Yoshia, Lo Shanu, Elo Shalo, Okaras Raglov, Avalokas Raglov, Ole. So they had already been Oker Raglaim, they're on their way up to Duchen, and that starts the process of preparing themselves for Duchenin. And the Rambam in Perek Tezvav Milchus Tefillah Aloch Yudal Paskins Kohen Shalo Oker Raglov Mimkomo Lalos the Duch Mishoshomer Shliach Tzivritzei Shuvena Ola Liosa Tefillah Avalim Oker Raglov Lalos Afal Pishalo Igiel Duchen Ela Achra Voda. Even though he reaches the Duchen after Ritzei, but nevertheless he was Oker Raglayim Lalos, Hareza Ole, Umavarech, he can be part and parcel of Birchas Kohanim. And Birchas Kohanim, obviously, according to the Sugyan Sota, the Rambam Perek Tezvah, Milchas Tefillah, depends upon Ritzei. We need at least Akiras Raglayim for Ritzei. Afterwards, it's too late. And that's because Ritzei is the point of transition in which our Tefillah is upgraded, is transformed into a Kiyum Karbon. And that Kiyum Karbon is what engenders the mitzvah of Nesias Kapayim, and therefore we require that the Kohen be Oker Raglayim at least, if not Ola L'duchen, at the point of Ritzei, when our Tefillah is a karma. When a person enters into the Beis HaMikdash, he requires Ishtachavah. When does a person today, without the Beis HaMikdash, enter into the Beis HaMikdash? The answer is following Ritzei, the Birchas Hodah, because that bracha is what converts and transforms our tefillah into a karma. We therefore, at that point, with the kiyum din karma, we enter into the Beis HaMikdash, and that's when we have Hashtachavah and Modim. Yiratzom, it be His will, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will allow us to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash and to fulfill the kiyum karma mamish, and therefore we'll be able to be Mekayim the Nesias Kapayim in the way it was originally formed, in its original tradition. But in the meantime, as a replacement, we have Tefillah, we have Avodah, and that's the way we'll be Mekayim the Karbon, and the Ritzei, the Isha Yisrael. Hashem should accept our Tefillos as Karbonos, together with the Nesias Kapayim and the Bracha of the Kohen Yivrech Hashem. That ends, of course, and culminates with Shalom, should be a reality, should be fulfilled speedily in our days. Amen.